And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies in Atlantic, and it's currently 49 degrees. We look for it to be cloudy today, a high near 60. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. Officials of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources said Wednesday that authorities in Shelby reported a sewer line that runs from the town to the city's lagoon had washed out at a small creek crossing, causing untreated wastewater to discharge. The city estimates between 100 and 200 gallons per minute of wastewater had flowed directly into Little Silver Creek until the discharge ended at around 3 p.m. The DNR recommends keeping children and pets away from the creek for as much as 24 to 48 hours after the repairs are completed. The DNR says they will continue to monitor the situation. Well, a Creston man was arrested this week on a warrant out of Madison County. The Creston Police Department reports this morning 31-year-old Joseph Bays Geiser was taken into custody on a Union County Law Enforcement Center on a warrant for burglary in the third degree. Bays Geiser was subsequently transported to the Madison County Jail. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a woman from Red Oak and a man and woman from Atlantic were arrested Tuesday on drug and other charges. 24-year-old Courtney Nicole Orr of Red Oak was arrested on charges of OWI second offense and possession of a controlled substance. Orr was brought to the Cass County Jail and remained there on Wednesday on $3,000 bond. And 35-year-old Charles Theodore Schroyer of Atlantic was arrested Tuesday on charges of controlled substance violation and possession of drug paraphernalia, while 30-year-old Jessica Nicole Schroyer of Atlantic was arrested on a charge of controlled substance violation. Both were brought to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on $5,000 bond each. Sheriff's officials in Mills County released a report on their most recent arrests on Wednesday. On Tuesday, 51-year-old Joyce K. Ayers of Glenwood was arrested on a warrant for theft in the fifth degree. Her bond was set at $300. Last Sunday, 37-year-old Shane Perry Coughlin of Omaha was arrested for possession of controlled substance. His bond was set at $1,000. That same day, 23-year-old Vanessa Nicole Miller of Omaha was arrested in Mills County for driving while revoked. Her bond was also set at $1,000. Last Friday, deputies in Mills County arrested 29-year-old Brett Allen Coyle of Glenwood on charges of interference with official acts and false reporting. His bond was set at $600. Also on Friday, 58-year-old Charles Kent Tookum of Pacific Junction was arrested on a warrant for sexual assault in the third degree, and his bond was set at $10,000. And 1 week ago, 29-year-old Kenton Jarvis Schooling of Council Bluffs was arrested at the Pottawatomie County Jail on a Mills County warrant for failure to appear on an OWI first offense charge. Schooling's bond was set at $5,000. The Cass County Board of Supervisors on Wednesday received updates on the status of various road projects and the 911 Communications Center project. In his report to the board, County Engineer Charles Marker said he would be checking the roads in the county for washouts and damage following Tuesday's heavy rain, but he hadn't heard of too many issues at the time of his report. And
the interstate bridge on M56 north of Marnie, which is a Coron project, they did close the road Monday. We were blading the detour route. Our signs are up for the detour around it. Most of that work is going to be night work, as I mentioned before, where they break the deck off the bridge and then replace it. So that road is currently under construction and detour routes are open.
A concrete box replacement project north of Marnie was being worked on by Gus Construction. That's nearly complete, according to Marker, and has the required sand to backfill around the box.
They were to the point where they were ready to start putting the dirt over the top of the sand, which would be the final coating before we put the rock on the road, so it's very close to completion also.
Another bridge deck project, this one by Denco Construction, is underway on County Road N28 in Cass County, north of Cumberland, and there are two other projects they'll have to work on once the N28 work is done. Meanwhile, Cass County 911 Director Rob Coppert told the Board of Supervisors there were a couple of issues with the facility under construction at a former law firm building across the street to the southwest of the courthouse that will be used as the new 911 Communications Center.
The first one is the little, I guess, room that's underneath their front stoop. There's a little room under there, but we're going to be putting the fire extinguishing system in. However, it's got some water issues.
The second issue has to do with a slight sagging of the floor above the dispatch center where the Cambridge law firm has their lobby.
It appears that when we took the shelves out, the three supporting shelves, the three shelves that were built in, that they were actually doing some load bearing. There was a wall that was going down there, but when that was taken out, Dave Wheeler said there wasn't much bearing on that wall, and it wasn't supposed to be a load bearing wall anyway. But apparently those shelves were actually bearing some weight because the floor now has some little bit of a bounce to it. It's well within tolerances for the trusses that are there. The only issue is that the gals upstairs noticed that when people are walking behind them, they can feel the floor kind of vibrate or move a little bit.
Covert was instructed by the supervisors to try and work with the contractor to determine the most cost-effective means of adding support to the floor joists without interfering with the comm center's space. Most of the construction should be finished by mid-November, he said, with the equipment installed by the end of December. And the center should be ready to open no later than June the 1st of 2015. The Vision Iowa Board on Wednesday awarded grants to a couple of projects in western and northeastern Iowa. Board spokesperson Jessica O'Reilly said the Vision Iowa Board awarded a $1 million CAT grant to the YMCA of Greater Omaha to build a new facility in downtown Council Bluffs.
There'll be a health and wellness center with a walking track, warm water therapy pool, gymnasium with bleacher seating, aquatic center, early childhood education center, teen center, family center, outdoor splash zone, and parking.
And O'Reilly says a $675,000 community attraction and tourism, or CAT grant, will help to finance the construction of a Veterans Service Center in Waverly.
We really think this is the first of its kind in the state, if not who knows where. Several various veterans organizations have gotten together, and they're combining into this one service center, so vets have one place to go to find all the various information they may need. It's also going to be a functioning community center so people can hold receptions and showers and graduation parties, that sort of thing there.
The total cost of the Veterans Service Center is estimated at just under $3.6 million. O'Reilly noted that actor Tom Hanks and his wife Rita Wilson have donated $5,000 toward the project in Waverly. The Young Professionals of Atlantic will host their annual scavenger hunt sponsored by Dolly Bergman, along with SF Martin House and Subway. The hunt will include 15 Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce businesses. Social Committee Co-Chair Laura Canning says this is a great annual event incorporating chamber businesses and young professionals with lots of fun. Teams of four will be challenged to find the chamber businesses with photo clues. Points will be earned by successfully identifying and taking picture of each business. Bonus points will be awarded for creativity. The teams will start at the Rock Island Depot and have an hour and a half to complete the search. The winners will be announced and awarded Atlantic cash and other prizes at the SF Martin House during a wrap-up party. Appetizers and drinks are included in the registration fee. The event is open to all young professionals in the Atlantic area. For more details, you can go to www.atlanticiowa.com or contact the chamber at 243-2017. And a Greenfield artist known for painting patriotic scenes on large boulders has agreed to create another Freedom Rock, this time in Cedar Falls. Ray Bubba Sorensen II has completed 20 such rocks and hopes to paint Freedom Rocks in all of Iowa's 99 counties. He said he's accepted a proposal from the Cedar Falls American Legion Post number 237 to paint one in Blackhawk County. Sid Morris and Tom Haggerty, both veterans and members of the organization, said they'll try to raise about $5,000 to cover the artist's expenses. They say a committee will be formed to propose themes or ideas for the rock's design to Sorensen. Morris says the rocks offer an opportunity for veterans to be recognized in each Iowa county. Sorensen has already painted 21 Freedom Rocks, beginning with the first location about a mile south of Interstate 80 off of Highway 25 in Adair County. Other rocks are available for viewing locally in Erling, Corning, Sac City, Kimbleton, Manning, Guthrie Center, and Clarinda. Rocks have been commissioned to be painted in other area counties, including Cass, Harrison, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, Page, and Taylor. That is a check of the news on KJAN, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.